A bill to remove the remaining trigger in North Dakota's oil taxes is now before a state Senate committee. The bill, authored by House Majority Leader Al Carlson, would remove language adopted 2 years ago when most of the triggers were removed. That bill lowered the oil tax from 11.5% to 10% and got rid of tax reductions tied to lower prices. It did have a provision that if oil went back up to $90 a barrel, the tax would go to 11%. Carlson told the Senate Finance and Taxation Committee he thinks having that top trigger is bad tax policy.
The amendment on the bill that I'm removing to get rid of that high-end tax increase will probably never happen in the near future. So is this earth-shattering? Does this change our tax numbers? Does it change our revenue numbers? No, it does not. This is in because I believe that it is not good tax policy to do that.
Former Grand Forks Democratic Senator Connie Triplett was one of the lawmakers who came up with the compromise to add the higher price trigger. She said the compromise was forged after the three affiliated tribes objected to the reduction in the tax.
And it was done specifically as a sign of respect for the MHA Nation, who wanted us actually to put it in, as I recall, at $80 per barrel. The Petroleum Council, as I recall, wanted it, if at all, at $100 a barrel, and we compromised at the $90 a barrel.
The committee did not take immediate action. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.